today, the Sringa day, actually appears at dusk. And the form of Krishna as Nisringa is called Ugra. Ugra means terrible. Ugra Virya. Very terrible, very fierce form of the Lord. I think we all know he appeared. He's the incarnation of the anger of Krishna. And he appeared. And things were very intolerable for his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. He was being persecuted by his father. Placed Hiranyakashipu on his lap and disemboweled him with his long fingernails. Actually, if you read the account of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srinadeva garlanded himself with the entrails of Hiranyakashipu. This is very ugra. It's all horrible. So sometimes people are taken aback by the Srinadeva and by our devotion to him. So I want to explain a little bit about that and why it's so important to worship the Sringadeva. We sing prayers to him at the end of every arti. Namaste Narasimhaya. I offer my obeisances unto you. Namaste Narasimha. Narasimha. Nara means human being. And Simha means lion. The man lion. Sringadeva is half human, half lion. Dalaladadayani. Who gives joy to Prahlad Maharaj. Even though he's so ferocious and fierce to Prahlad, he gives great joy. Hiranyakashipur Vakshaha Shilantanka Nakalayane. Whose nails were like chisels on the stone-like chest of Hiranyakashipu. Ito Nisringa Harato Nisringa. Lord Nisringa is here. Lord Nisringa is there. Yato Yato Yani Tato Nisringa. Wherever I go, there I see Nisringa. Bahir Nisringa. Nisringadeva is outside. Hridaye Nisringa. Nisringadeva is in my heart. Nisringa Madhim Sharanam Bhavate. I surrender unto Nisringadeva, who is Adim, the origin, and Sharanam, the supreme refuge. This is the prayer that we sing to him. So, there's also another prayer in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Some prayers offered to Nisringadeva by Prahlad Maharaj. He says, these are beautiful mantras. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jastirase Avir Avir Bhava Vrajya Naka Vrajya Damstra Karamashaya Randhaya Randhaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Umswaha Abhayam 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 Atmani Bhushishta Umshaum. He's offering obeisances Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya to Nisringadeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tejas Tejase, who is the power in all power. Avir Avir Bhava. This means that begging him to please be fully manifest. Vraja Naka Vraja Damstra. Vraja means thunderbolt. Naka means whose nails are like, your nails are like thunderbolts. Damstra, Vraja, their teeth are like thunderbolts also. He says, Karmashayam, Randhaya, Randhaya, Karmashagan means those demonic desires to be happy by material activities. He says, Randaya, Randaya, vanquish these, vanquish these. He's begging like that. Please vanquish all these demonic desires in my heart. Tamo grasa grasa. Drive away. Tama, ignorance in this material world. That's in my heart. Om Svaha, that's offering obeisances. Abhayam, Abhayam. Atman, Bhuyishta, may you appear. And thus in my mind, Abhayam, Abhayam, there will be fearlessness. All fear from material existence will be vanished. This is his prayer to Srinadev. So then he goes on. Swasjastu Vishvasya Kala Prasidam Jayam Tutani Shivam Yudhyam Manas Chibadram Bajatari Muksaje Aveshatam No Matirapti Lai. Prahlad prays, may there be good fortune, swasti, auspiciousness, throughout the whole universe, and may all envious persons become pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing Bhakti Yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. So when he's praying to Nrisimhadeva, Nrisimhadeva killed Hiranyakashipu, who is the personification of all material enjoyment. Hiranya means gold. He wanted to enjoy gold, and Kashipu soft there. So he's all material desire is manifest in Nrisimhadeva. And so he's killed by Narasimha, Srinadeva, kills Hiranyakashipu, everything in all these material desires are killed. So also we have material desires in the heart, Prabhupada says. Unless one is completely freed of all material desires, which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, we should always offer our prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva, who killed Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desires. So when we think of Nrisimhadeva killing Hiranyakashipu and meditate upon that, Nrisimhadeva responds by killing the material desires within our heart. Because all those material, there's a little Hiranyakashipu inside of everyone. Those are the material desires. So, Prabhupada comments on these prayers. He says that Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Dharma, that's the path that we are on, Bhagavad Dharma. And today we're going to initiate one person into that path of Bhagavad Dharma. So it says this path of Bhagavad Dharma and Srimad Bhagavatam are meant for persons who are completely free of envy. Paramam Dhirmat Saranam Sadam. This Bhagavatam is said is meant for those who are completely free of all envy in their hearts. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays, may all the envious persons be pacified. Now see, this is interesting because, as Matarej was pointing out this morning, one thinks of Nrisimhadeva as somehow or other epitomizing violence. But you see in these prayers, Prahlad Maharaj is talking about pacification. And he's saying, asking that all the envious persons in the world become pacified. Praying to Nrisimhadeva for that. Because Nrisimhadeva in their hearts is the one that can pacify them. The material world is full of envious persons. But if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the service of the Lord cleanses his mind of all envy. Manascha Bhadram Bhajatara Ushajay. That's in the verse that we just read. Therefore, Prabhupada says, we should pray to Lord Nrisimhadeva to sit in our hearts. We should pray by hearing Nrisimha, Hridaye Nrisimha. Let Lord Nrisimhadeva sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. So that's why Nrisimhadeva, who appears so fearless with his Vrajanaka, Vrajadamstra, his thunderbolt-like teeth and his nails like thunderbolts, actually he's the bringer of peace to the entire world. When we meditate on this pastime of his, of killing Hiranyakashipu, we become free from material desires. Because when we meditate upon him, when we pray this prayer, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, every time you offer a prayer to Krishna, you're asking for some benediction. So the benediction is there. We're asking, as he says here, vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activities in this material world. That's what we're praying when we pray to Krishna. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. That is what we're asking. So the same thing he says when we say Bahir Nisringa Hridaye Nisringa. We're asking him, when I see Nisringa in my heart, I'm asking him to appear in my heart. The heart is compared to a lotus, so sit in that lotus. And all these material desires that are in my heart, put them on your lap the same way you put Hiranyakashipu, and kind of rip them to shreds. That's what we're... And he appears. He's in our heart. By hearing the Sringarita, he's the Supreme Personality. He's there. So in this form, he's especially merciful to kill him all material desires. Then we can become peaceful. These material desires are what are keeping us from being peaceful. And then he says, then if we become peaceful, then we can also bring peace to the entire world. This is Prahlad praying. When Nrisimhadeva asked him for a benediction, he says, I don't care for any thing for myself. I have don't want anything. But please see that my father is liberated. That was his concern for the welfare of his father. So this is a Vaishnava behavior in that time. So here he's praying, Swastyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasiddhitam. He's asking for the that there be auspiciousness for the entire universe, and let all envious people become pacified. This is Vaishnava. Then we ask the Lord to free us from all vices, and then also similarly everyone else. So this is the desire of a devotee. He always desires the welfare of everyone else. Let my mind become clean so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. These things go together. When we become peaceful, then automatically we'll also bring peace to the entire world. If we're not peaceful, then we can't bring any peace to anyone else. But if we become peaceful, then also we will want to see everyone become peaceful also. So this is the some of the significance of especially observing. Today, especially, we should ask Nrisimhadeva to appear within our hearts and rip apart our material desires to little tatters, so they may not appear. Remember, they may not survive anymore. Just as he did deliver Prahlad Maharaj from the clutches of Hiranyakashipu. So also, this is a good day for initiation, because that's also, one becomes initiated into the process of Bhagavad Dharma. So this is a very auspicious day, because this is the process by which the mind becomes purified of all dirty things. The initiation into the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, this is the characteristic of this mantra also. It cleanses the heart of all the dust and dirt and debris that have been gathered here, gathered there for so many lifetimes. So, along with that, Sarah, why don't you come sit here? You can have a everyone can chant japa. Thank you.
Shri Vishnu,
Of surrender. Gradually, we're advancing on the path of surrender to Krishna. And particularly at this time, one receiving the initiation is initiation, particularly Harinam initiation, into the chanting of the holy names. Now, Prabhupada says there's no hard and fast rules for the chanting of the holy name. Not Prabhupada, but Lord Chaitanya, he repeats. There's no hard and fast rules. So what's the necessity of being initiated into the process? Well, as one advances, one is expected to actually chant in such a way that the chanting will be most effective. And particularly, Prabhupada said in the beginning one just chants, but then later on one is supposed to chant and avoid offenses on the grounds of spiritual understanding. So this is very important. In the beginning, there's Shraddha, some preliminary faith. And after Shraddha comes, then there's Sadasanga. One hears something about Krishna consciousness, reads a book, meets a devotee and is inquisitive enough and interested enough for sadhusanga, some association with the devotees. So if that shraddha and sadhusanga develops, then bhajana kriya, one actually becomes initiated by a spiritual master, and under the direction of the spiritual master and other more advanced devotees, One performs devotional service. This is Bhajana Kriya. And then after Bhajana Kriya is Anartha Nirvritti. The dirty things in the heart go away. So that's what this Krishna consciousness movement is about. Getting rid of the dirty things in the heart. Those things that Nisringadeva brings up so nicely. If we invite him to do so, he'll come and purify it. Because these dirty things in the heart, this desire for happiness by enjoying material nature, this is our biggest enemy. And is the cause of all distress. Dukkayona evatevi, Krishna says, the samsparsaja bhoga, these enjoyments that arise out of sense perception, dukkayona, they're the source of all unhappiness. So the world is a world of unhappiness, but because we are trying to enjoy separately from Krishna, and therefore so much unhappiness is coming. So we have to become peaceful by ridding ourselves of this unhappiness and then repay those who have done us the favor of giving us devotional service by also helping to give devotional service to others. To become peaceful ourselves and that thereby help make the whole world peaceful. So this anartha nirvritti, this purification takes place when the holy name is chanted on the clearing platform. And this is very, very important to understand. Because the holy name is very, very powerful. Yet, in order for it to have its full effect, one has to avoid offenses against the holy name. What we are doing, the kind of devotional service we are practicing, is called sadhana bhakti. And a subdivision of that is called vidhi. Vidhi means rule and regulation. The other division is raganuga bhakti, or spontaneous devotional service. That our hearts, filled with love of God, automatically we perform devotional service with no prompting, no rules. There's no need for any rules because we're already full in love with Krishna. But now we're in the process of we're trying to reawaken that love that is dormant, lying dormant in our hearts. So therefore we act under rule, or vidhi. Bhakti means devotional service, and vidhi means under rule. It means that even though now I have no spontaneous attraction to Krishna, nevertheless, under vidhi, under the rule, under the order of the spiritual master and the order of Krishna, I will serve the Lord. In the advanced stage, when spontaneous love of Krishna awakens, I spring out of bed as early as possible and rush down to Mangalarti to see the Lord. I can't wait. I know the Lord will be appearing at 4:15 and I can hardly restrain myself from going. That's spontaneous. Vidhi bhakti, I may wake up in the morning and I think, oh, I'm so tired. I don't feel like going down so much and seeing the Lord. Some days I do, some days I don't. Some days are better than others. But nevertheless, on the order of the spiritual master, in the direction of Shastra, I go anyway. And by practicing in this way, my natural love for Krishna is reawakened. I go through the activities, and that this is practical. It awakens and reminds me, it purifies me, and that natural love comes about. But the essence of the practice to develop that natural love, because I can go on the vidhi platform for a very long time. But if there's no awakening of spontaneous love, if the actual feelings do not begin to spring up in my heart, then I'll become discouraged and I may quit. So there has to be the actual development of actual feelings of authentic devotion, which are awakened like that. So the secret to advancement is the chanting of the holy names while trying to avoid the offenses. And there are 10 offenses against the holy name. First offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. So that's an offense. We recite them every morning before we begin our japa. That means that if I'm doing this, if I'm going around finding fault with all the devotees, that means my chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra will not have the desired effect. And I can go on chanting for a long, long time and not make very much progress. I'll make some progress, but it won't be very swift. And those... So there are 10 offenses. First offense. Second offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. And so on. So all these offenses, they are listed, they are enumerated. Disobey the order of the spiritual master. Third offense. Is that the second offense? I keep getting them. Unless I'm chanting them in the morning, I can never remember them in the order. Do you remember them in the order, Sarah? Second offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature. Literature in pursuance of the Vedic literature, like the Bhagavad Gita. Then the third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Fourth offense is. Oh, that's right. Okay, now we're getting them. We all know them, but somehow or other we're not sitting here. Second offense is to consider the names of the demigods, like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the name of the holy name of the Lord. Fourth offense is to blaspheme the very virtue, which means the very virtue. Fifth offense?
Consider the holy name of imagination.
Imagination. To consider the glorious and holy name to be imagination. Sixth offense?
Some interpretation of the holy name.
To give some mundane interpretation of the holy name of the Lord. It creates alpha waves in your brain. That's what makes it work. Actually, the holy name of the Lord is not different from the Lord, but if you make some concoction, it makes you breathe in a certain way, it makes alpha waves or whatever. That's material. You're making the holy name something material. Next offense? Seventh offense? The holy name can actually rid us of all sinful activities. And so if on the basis of chanting the holy name we sin, saying, then I'll just chant a few rounds and I'll be absolved. And therefore, using the holy name for our own nefarious purposes, and that's a very, very bad offense. The seventh offense. Eighth offense.
Consider the chanting of the holy name as one of the auspicious ritualistic sacrifices offered in the
Vedas. A material karmakanda sacrifice, a religious ritual for material benefit. That's number eight. Number nine.
Is to offer the holy name to
preach the glories to a faithless person. We shouldn't cast pearls before swine and give what is holy to dogs, it says in the Bible. But also, that's an offense with the holy name. If somebody's not interested, don't bother them. And then finally, the tenth offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and what? Maintain
material attachments, factors, understanding.
Not have complete faith. Right, and to maintain material desires, even after understanding certain instructions. Now, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur lists these at the end of the eighth offense, he has the word pramada, which means insanity. So this is understood, we also list that as a separate offense, as being inattentive while chanting. Pramada, distraction of the mind, being inattentive while chanting. So these are the offenses, and we know them. Even if we can't always remember them in order, we know them because it's important to avoid those offenses. So there are three stages of chanting. There's the offensive stage where I'm committing these offenses. That's the lowest stage. And the highest stage is offenseless chanting. There are no offenses whatsoever. At that stage, the holy name actually becomes revealed. That is to say, when I say Hare Krishna, that is none different from Krishna. Krishna is fully identical with his name. This is stated. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. His form is full of bliss. It is none different from Krishna. because there's no difference between the name and the thing named. This is the name, the state of the name. It is identical with Krishna. Well, actually, if I actually hear or perceive the holy name, then I'm perceiving Krishna directly. That's pure chanting. Direct perception of the Supreme Lord. So, until then, I don't really experience the holy name. So, when the holy name is actually experienced, then there is the waking of full love of God in the heart. The symptoms of ecstasy appear on the body, and so on. So between those two, the offensive stage and the offenseless stage, there's the clearing stage. And we should at least keep ourselves on the clearing stage. The clearing stage means that although I may be still committing offenses while I chant the holy name, I am trying my best to avoid them. That is the clearing stage. And of course, you must start to exercise this attempt to be on the clearing stage by, while chanting the holy name, not being inattentive. And when the mind begins to wander while chanting the holy name during japa or during kirtan, the mind is brought back, again placed in the lotus feet of the holy name. So if we're trying very hard, we know what these offenses are, and we're trying to avoid pramada, madness, distraction of the mind, and other offenses against the holy name. I may think badly or blaspheme a devotee, but when that happens, I think, oh, I shouldn't do this, that's an offense, I apologize to the devotee. Then we're on the clearing stage. Then we're on the clearing stage. It's not an offense to have a material desire, but it's an offense to maintain them. Material desire arises in my heart, then the appropriate response is that I try to get rid of it. I make it unwelcome. But if I accommodate that material desire, then that's an offense. So these things have to be avoided in the process of chanting the holy name. So my instruction to Sarah is to avoid offenses against the holy name. Everybody, that's Prabhupada's instruction, if we come to this platform, at least the clearing stage, then all the material desires will be removed from our heart. And in this way, more and more, we engage in the process of surrender to Krishna. And I wanted to point out there's one verse which describes the process of surrender as having six divisions. I just wanted to recount these six divisions very briefly. The six divisions of surrender. The one first is to accept everything that is favorable for the rendering of transcendental loving service to the Lord. This is how we know. Are we surrendering to Krishna? For the first, there's one symptom is that there is accepted. Everything that is favorable, I accept for Krishna. And the second division of surrender is that everything that is unfavorable, I reject. So, for example, somebody first comes to the temple, they accept prasadam. And then they make a little advancement, they reject McDonald's. So as you accept more and more things favorable, then you begin to reject unfavorable things. Now these are all different symptoms of the that go along with the process of surrender. This is some renunciation. Then, thinking, to have the strong conviction that Krishna will always protect me. This is another sign or symptom of surrender. I'm surrendered when I think Krishna is my protector, always. And then the next is to think that I'm completely dependent on the mercy of Krishna or whatever I get. He's my master. A strong conviction that Krishna is my guardian, and my master, and that everything I receive or obtain, this is due to his mercy. So feel this feeling of complete dependence on Krishna. Then, full self-surrender. Prabhupada describes this. Self-surrender means remembering that one's activities and desires are not independent. The devotee is completely dependent on Krishna and he acts and thinks as Krishna desires. This is self-surrender. And finally, six, the devotee is meek and humble. Karapanya, being always very meek and very humble. So, how to know whether I am surrendering to Krishna or not? How far have these six attributes appear? So that is the process that we are engaged in of full self-surrender. So I'll give you the reference for this. You can study this verse. It's very nice. It's originally from the Hari Bhakti Vilas of Sanatana. Accepting everything favorable. Pratikulyasya, varayana, rejecting unfavorable things. Rakshasyatmiti, vishvasyo, always thinking Krishna is my protector. Gopriti, varanamuttaka, thinking of him always as my master. Atmanishyashepa, full self-surrender. Karpanye, being always humble. Satyamana, these six. Sixfold Sharanagati, all the process of surrender. So you're to engage in this process of surrender and also engage other people.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
It goes pretty quick, and so you should be a little frugal about how much you pinch in there. And when that's done,
Father!
So when we say these prayers responsibly, I'll say each word and you respond after me. And then when we come to the end, I'll say Svaha. And you pinch in and out. And offer the into the fire. This fire is the mouth of Vishnu. Feeding him. He's eating through Agni with fire. He's eating ghee and grains like that.
Fire.
Om
Jnana
Jnanamurandasya Jnananjana
Jnananjana
Salakaya
Salakaya
Aksu
Aksu
Unmilita
Unmilita
Nena
Nena
Asmai
Asmai
Gurve
Gurve
Maha
Namaha
Svaha
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 Sapita
Yena
Yena
Bhutale
Bhutale
Svayam
Svayam
Rupa
Rupa
Kada
Kada
Mahyam
Mahyam
Dadati
Dadati
Sva
Sva
Padantika
Padantika
Sva
Namaste.
Namaste.
Gaura.
Gaura. Hari.
Hari.
Sri. Uttaye.
Uttaye.
Dina. Dharane.
Dharane.
Rupa Duga.
Shanta.
Nirvata Shanta.
Vanta.
Vanta.
Arine.
Arine.
Darshan,
Darshan,
Venu,
Venu,
Smanai,
Smanai,
Rupir,
Rupir,
Gopinata,
Gopinata,
Sriye,
Astu,
Astu,
Naha,
say Svaha this time, you place it carefully into the fire. Namo Brahmanya Devaya,
Namo
Brahmanya
Daya
Cha
Jagat
Hitaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya,
Namo
Namaha,
Namo
Brahmanya
Devaya,
time as we go out to peace.